This is Louis Navelier. It is Tuesday, July 20th. Well, I thought I'd give you some observations on what's going on in the market today and just review what happened yesterday. Yesterday, the market went down on fears of the COVID Delta virus spreading that would impede travel. So the airlines got hit, the hotels got hit, the cruise ship industry got hit. And those are all value stocks that I don't own, so I didn't get hit. In fact, in our large cap growth portfolios, we were up slightly. So a lot of people find it fascinating that we can go up when the Dow's down over 700 points, but we didn't have the value stocks. Now, the other value type stocks that were getting hit yesterday were the energy stocks, because OPEC increased its production and crude oil prices fell yesterday. They're still falling today. Plus, there's fears of we'll just stop traveling, and that'll cause the demand for fossil fuels to drop a bit. I think that's a little overdone right now, but we'll see. And so what I've noticed today is the value stocks that are going to earn money are rebounding like crazy today. So the bottom line is, whether you're doing growth or value, you just have to have stocks that have earnings. It's as simple as that. And the stocks are acting really well that have strong forecasted sales and earnings. And I can't stress this enough, that our best defense is a strong offense. Now, there's one other thing I need to alert you to, and that's what's going on in the ETF world, okay? Yesterday, there were deep discounts on ETFs. So if you sold, you got fleeced. Today, if you buy, you're going to pay a premium. And the ETF I'm watching is something called DVY. It's the fourth largest ETF out there. It's the iShares Dividend ETF. It should be safe, but the spreads on this thing are just incredible. And back in 2015... this ETF temporarily for 90 minutes traded down 34.95%. And at the end of the day, it was almost unchanged. So I just want you to know something, okay? Wall Street wants to freak you out. They want to scare you so they can fleece you, okay? So I'm not anti-ETF. They're very powerful tools, properly bought. But when you sell them like yesterday or buy them today in what we call fast market conditions, don't be surprised if the spread's huge. Now, those spreads are going to tighten up as volatility dries up. But right now, it's hideous. So, you may know I'm not the biggest fan of Cathie Wood, okay? And I have nothing against her ETFs, okay? But I do know that they make more money as people come and go from the spreads than they make from management fees. Okay? Now, I don't operate that way. I never have. In fact, when I had my own ETF, I refused to get paid because I was so outraged at the spreads. So I just want you to know that this is how Wall Street works. They have a vested interest to freeze the comment I have. Okay? The 10-year Treasury is under 0.16 today. Clearly, this is a big deal, okay? Clearly, we are headed down the road that Europe is headed down, okay? Which is negative rates. This makes me just sick to talk about this. But Janet Yellen's been very complimentary of the ECB and what the European Union has done with modern monetary theory. Britain, of course, who left the EU, tried not to have negative rates, but they finally had to succumb, and now they have negative rates. Now, speaking of Britain, they're doing something that's very interesting. Boris Johnson, who, of course, had COVID and got the vast majority of his population vaccinated with the AstraZeneca vaccine, is telling people that if we don't open now, when will we open? And that's actually a very good point, okay? We have to open, okay? It's it's futile to keep the economy closed because some minority people don't want to get the vaccines. And of course, some of those are younger and they're not scared, okay? So I do want you to know that obviously the U.S. is an oasis. Obviously, we vaccinated most people. The vaccines are still readily available. And it's just time for us to lead the world. And we're fortunate, like Britain, that most people have gotten vaccinated. So we should not let these COVID concerns bother us anymore, okay? I realize some people like to bring it up because it thinks it helps them politically or something and all that stuff. But the truth of the matter is that life goes on. Can we please move forward? Can we please not let a minority of people hold the economy back? And let's just grow and prosper. And the U.S. is an oasis. And our stock market's an oasis. Our real estate markets are an oasis from the recent inflation. So I feel very, very good, okay? I'm ecstatic with the relative strength that our stocks exhibited yesterday. I'm ecstatic that we're now in earnings announcement season. Earnings are now coming out. So far, so good. And I expect to have a spectacular 3 weeks as I count on wave after wave of earnings drop kicking and driving our stocks higher. So as I step back and look at everything, it looks awfully good here, folks. I never anticipated this interest rate environment, and those low bond yields are just going to force more and more people into the market. As far as economic news is concerned, it's still positive. We've only had housing starts come out today, but they rose 6.3%. Building permits are down a bit because of the concern on affordability and lumber, but you know, mortgage rates are still going to fall because of falling treasury yields. So I'm not too worried about the housing market, but I'm encouraged to see housing starts rose nicely in June. So we're in the middle of a very good recovery. We're in the middle of what we call a Goldilocks environment where we have an accommodative Fed and robust earnings. And it's just time to enjoy it. You'll never have earnings this good ever, okay? So I want you to enjoy the next few weeks. Earnings are definitely working for us. And so let's just hang on, enjoy the ride, and let's just... If you want to protect your portfolio, the best way to do it is stocks with great earnings, whether it's value or growth. And that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Those are my thoughts for today. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.